welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This is a special members episode. Again, thanks for being a member. I deeply appreciate it. Let's get into it, and it's Wild Bill Hickok. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story brought to you by Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, the whole wheat cereal that's Melba toasted for richer flavor, extra crispness.
Today, Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes, that Melba toasted whole wheat cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Fabulous Wind Wagon. Today is the day, boys and girls. Today's the day. Today is the last time we can tell you how you can win one of the 1,000 brand-new, sleek-looking, sweet-riding, lightweight Monarch bikes in the Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest. These bikes have all the features you want. But if you want to win one of these bikes, you'll have to get your entries in soon because this contest closes June 15th. So be sure to listen later in the show when we tell you how you can win one of these Monarch bikes. When United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok would turn his big deputy Jingles loose for 5 minutes, Jingles turned to his favorite hobby, inventing. And every time he did, it led to more wild and dangerous adventure for the two saddle partners. One gun-thundering episode with mile-a-minute action followed Jingles' invention of the Fabulous Wind Wagon.
Well, howdy, Bill.
Morning, Jingles. I figured I'd find you here.
Sure, Bill. I was here early. Going to finish my invention today.
What's it going to be this time, partner?
A wind wagon, can't you tell?
Where'd you get that idea?
Well, back in 53, there was a sailor named Thomas built one. I've been reading about it.
Did it work?
Sure it did, but this one's better. He used a sail for his, but I got a brand new idea. See? I'm using the windmill.
And the windmill runs the wagon.
Sure, all I need now is a set of gears to put right in here, and Hamp Lester just brought them over from the general store.
Hey, Blaster Jingles, come and give me a hand with these things. They're heavy, and I ain't no pack mule.
That's Hamp with the gears. I'm coming, Hamp!
Yeah, about time. If I'd have known how heavy they'd get, you'd have bought them FOB my store porch.
Well, now you just coming to help me set them here in the wagon.
Well, might as well. Got to see what's going on around here. Don't want nobody putting nothing over on me. Howdy, Hickok.
Howdy, Amp.
You gonna expect to drill for water with this contraption, Jingles?
What? No, I'm gonna ride in it.
Ride in it? You hear that, Hickok?
I heard him, Hamp. I'm going to ride with him.
Yeah.
I'll be dogged. Well, guess I'll drop by the coroner's and tell him to get out the big table. He'll be a-needing it for you and Jingles.
Hot ziggity, Bill. She's just about ready for the tryout. Now, just let me get the wagon tongue bent back here over the wagon. And
what's that for, Jingle?
That's the way I guide it, just like a rudder on a riverboat, but it's in front. Okay, Bill, get that rock out from under the wheel and climb in.
Something tells me I'm going to regret this.
All set for the big ride, Bill?
Yep, I'm ready for anything, partner. When do we start?
Well, when the wind gets strong enough to turn that windmill.
We could wait all day.
Oh, no, it's almost doing it now. Almost, maybe you better just give it a little push, huh, Bill?
Yeah, I think I'd better.
That's it, Bill. It's moving now. Jump in quick.
This is a steep hill, Jingles. I hope you've got this thing under control.
Sure I have. Woo-hoo-hoo. Feel the roll, Bill. Bill, I'm famous. Jingles, Jones, fabulous, wind wagon is a perfect.
Yeah, going downhill. I'm going mighty fast, dude.
Ain't it fun?
Hey, Jingles, that barn's right in front of us. You better put on the brakes.
Brakes? Suffering centerpiece, Bill.
What's the matter?
Bill, we ain't got no brakes. I forgot them.
No brakes? Well, then turn it away from that barn.
Bill, I can't. Something's wrong. The wheels are locked.
Get on quick, Jingles. We're going to crash. Yeah.
Boys and girls, you've got exactly 1 week, 7 days from now, until next Monday to get your entries in for the Kellogg's Pep Bike Contest.
And say, Wranglers, these Monarch bikes are just the kind of bikes you've always wanted. Just listen to the features you find on every single one of these new Monarch bikes.
Three-speed gear shift that gives you extra speed when you want it.
Dual-action hand brakes that stop you on a dime.
Chip-proof enamel finish that keeps your bike looking like new for years.
And a lightweight saddle seat for smooth, comfortable riding.
Now, here's how easy it is to win one of these bikes. You just name the new Monarch bike that belongs to Scampi, the clown on Kellogg's Super Circus Show. Send your name for Scampi's bike, along with your own name and address, and one box top from Kellogg's Pep to Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Entries will be judged on originality and aptness. Duplicate prizes in case of tie.
Have Mom get a package of Kellogg's Pep whole wheat flakes today. They're Melba toasted. Toasted clear through for extra crispness and richer flavor.
Send your entries to Kellogg's Bike Contest, Box 7738, Chicago 77, Illinois. Or get a handy entry blank with all the rules from your grocer.
But get those entries in pronto today, because this contest ends next Monday, June 15th.
It was too late when Jingles remembered that he'd forgotten to put brakes on his wind wagon. Thundering down the long hillside at top speed, unable to stop, turn, or even slow down, they crashed into the broadside of a big whitewashed barn.
Jingles. Hey, Jingles. Hey, partner, are you all right?
No, doggone it, I'm not all right. I got 17,000 bones broke. I'm battered and bruised from one end to the other, and I... Bill, you ain't hurt, are you?
I guess not, Jingles. Oh. All I got was a bump on my head from this haystack.
Haystack? Oh, now, Bill, you can't get a bump from a haystack.
I did, just the same. I hit my head on something solid right about here.
Bill, there's a piece of machinery under that hay.
Yeah, now what would anybody... Jingles, you know what this is?
Sure I do, Bill. That's a coin press.
You're right.
What's it doing out here in the barn? Bill, counterfeiters.
Sure looks that way, partner.
Hey, anybody alive in there?
Bill, somebody's coming.
Yeah. Quick, cover the machine up again and don't say anything about it.
I got you, Bill. It's covered.
Hey, you alive or dead? Speak up.
Looks like we're alive, all right. Who's there?
It's me, that's who. You need any help?
No, we just got a few scratches.
I seen you coming storming down that hill. Say, how'd you ever get loose in a wagon with no horses hitched to it?
That's a long story, mister.
Yeah, it's a horseless wagon. Runs by wind. I invented it.
You did? What's the matter, you touched?
Now you hold on.
Never mind, Jingle. Is your barn, mister?
Nope.
Well, do you know the owners? We'll have to pay them for the damages.
They moved back to St. Louis about 8 months ago.
What's your name?
My name don't matter much, and it's kind of hard to say anyhow, but folks call me Deacon. Who are you?
This is United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok, and I'm old Windwagon Jingles, yes, sir.
Lawman, huh?
That's right. What about it, Deacon?
Lawman. Now, I'll be dead burned turtle bait. Lawman with nothing better to do than go loco in a horseless wagon.
Now, just a calf rope and minute, you old...
Why ain't you out running down bandits, train robbers, owl hoots? Why ain't you...
Hold on, Deacon.
Yeah, for all you know, we might be close on the shirt tail a couple of owl hoots right this very minute.
That's right, Jingles. Closer than you think.
Come here, Buckshot. You too, Joker. Come on, running.
Hey, you ain't gonna go off and leave that contraption laid out all over this barn, are you?
We'll take care of that later, Deacon. Right now, we're headed for town with no time to lose. Let's go, Jingle.
are we doing in Hamp Lester's store?
You know any better place to start looking for counterfeit money than a general store, Jingles?
Well, no, now that you mention it.
Howdy, Jingles. You tried out your contraption yet?
Sure have, Hamp. That ain't what we come to talk to you about.
And I got a customer now. Pull up by the Cracker Barrel, and I'll be with you in a minute.
All right, Hamp.
Now, Mr. Schultz, anything else you need?
I'm not so sure what I need heading west this way. How far is the next village?
Yeah, the next town is Two Forks, about 20 miles due west. You pushing on today?
Yeah. The sooner we find a place to settle down, the better it will be for my Hilda.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, there's your change right on the blanket.
Ah, so much in coins. It'll weigh me down in the pockets.
It's all I've got right now. Ain't been to the bank today.
It's all right.
You want some help with that gear?
No. It's not much, and I'm very strong. Mm-hmm. Well, good day to you.
Good luck, Schultz. Goodbye. I reckon you'll need it heading west. Well, gents, what can I do for you?
Hamp, I got reason to believe there might be some counterfeit money floating around. You seen any lately?
Why, no, Hickok. We haven't had any phony coins in town since you sent Harry Sledge to the territorial pen. Why?
Why, we were...
Hold it, Jingles.
Oh, talking when I should have been listening again.
Well, come to think of it, Harry Sledge's coin press was never found. Well, thanks, Hamp. Guess we'll go to Bank of Bud about it.
Now, that won't do no good, Hickok. If the bank saw any counterfeit coins, why, I'd be the first one they'd tell.
Well, I'll check with him just the same. Come on, Jingles.
Oh, blast the luck. I wonder what all that means.
I heard him talking.
Eakin, how'd you get here?
Snuck in the back way. I'm afraid they know something, Hamp.
How? If you tipped them off to anything, I'll kill you, Deacon.
Tipped them nothing. They ran that dead burned wind wagon right through the side of the barn.
They see the coin press?
If they did, they didn't let on.
We've got to work fast. Now here, take this rifle. Yeah. You follow Hickok and Jingles. Stay out of sight. But if they start getting too close to the truth, you know what to do.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going out to the barn and move the press through the tunnel into the house.
Well, that ain't going to stop Hickok.
Maybe not. But if he gets too nosy around that trap door, he's likely to run into a keg of blasting powder with a lantern setting on it. That'll stop him for good.
Bank's still open, Bill. Whoop, Joker, whoop.
Yep.
Whoa, Buckshot. Now, Banker Bud's still around.
There he is, Bill, behind the railing.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon, Bill. Jingles, what's on your mind, Bill? You look like a man with a purpose.
Yeah, he sure is, Mr. Bud. Me too.
I came to find out whether you had any counterfeit money passed into the bank lately.
Coins or paper, Bill?
Either one.
Well, but it's a funny thing you're asking that just this afternoon.
Why is that, Mr. Bud?
Because I got a letter from the bank in Two Forks in the morning stage. Says he had a counterfeit coins pop up within the last 2 weeks.
Coin? See, Bill, and Hamp said he hadn't seen any coin.
They sent one of the phony coins in this letter here. Listen to it.
Sure sounds dull, don't it?
Jingles, that's it.
What?
Coins don't make any noise on a blanket.
Of course they don't. You gone local?
No, partner, just a little slow.
Oh.
Mr. Bud, could I borrow that counterfeit coin for a while?
Oh, sure, Bill. Here, take it.
Thanks. Come on, Jingles, we got some riding to do.
Doggone it, Bill. I ain't never going to get my wind wagon fixed at this rate. Bill Hickok, you don't ever tell me nothing. What are we heading for the town of Two Forks for, anyway?
I want to catch up with that man Schultz, Jingles.
You mean the one we saw at Hamp Lester's store?
That's the one.
But, Bill, he didn't look like no counterfeiter. He was a nice little old geezer. What do you want with him?
I
want
to get change for $5.
Change for $5? Now, if that ain't the craziest thing I ever heard. You just left the bank. Mr. Bud could have given you that. Hey, Bill, there's a wagon up there.
Yeah, that shoots us all right.
Bill, he's shooting at us.
Wait out, Jingles. Put your hands up and ride right on into him.
Get my head shot off? That ain't right.
Keep your hands up. You know we're not hold up, men.
You hope.
All you fire, Mr. Schultz, and stop your wagon.
Hold, team.
That's better.
Yeah.
Put that rifle down. Oh, choker.
Oh, Buckshot.
Keep your hands up, please. Who are you? What do you want?
I'm Marshal Hickok, Mr. Schultz. This is my deputy, Jingles.
Oh, then I was right. I thought so when I seen you in the store back there. Now, all right, I put away the gun.
Yeah. We'll all feel a lot more comfortable, too.
I'm sorry, but my Hilda, she is not well in the back of the wagon there. I want no harm to come to her.
We understand, and all we want is to get change for this $5 bill from the money you got in Aunt Lester's store.
Change? But that is a strange request.
I have my reasons.
But surely, the United States Marshal always has his reasons. Here, I will be very glad to oblige.
Thank you. Here's the bill.
$4, $4.55. Here's your change. Is this all, Marshal?
That's all. Thank you, and good luck, Mr. Schultz.
Yeah, sure. The best of it. Bill!
Somebody's shooting!
Start your horses and run for it, Mr. Schultz. The shots are meant for us.
They sure are, and they're coming from a rifle, Bill.
Get down! Get here, pussy! Get out of here!
Come on, Jingles. We'll draw his fire.
Hi, Buckshot! Hi!
Don't fire nothing. I'm going to make a necktie out of that rifle and string it around that bushwhacker's neck. Jump, Joker! Let's get him!
It's Raisin, 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 Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the breakfast food with fruit already on it.
Say, boys, how about doing the last line of your little song over again?
The breakfast food with fruit already on it.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Those words sure make beautiful music and good sense. And every one of you Wild Bill fans will feel like singing, too, when Mom gives you Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Just think what fun it is to get the cereal with the fruit already on it. Nice, plump, and tender raisins, honeycomb-coated for extra tenderness, plus big, crisp bran flakes, the golden kind you like. Yes, sir. Just put a touch of milk on Kellogg's Raisin Bran, add a little sugar if you like, and there you have it. Satisfying? You bet. Nourishing? And oh, so good. Now, you've just got to find out for yourself first thing tomorrow just how good it tastes at breakfast. So ask Mom right now to get you Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit already on it today.
Help yourself to Raisin Bran, Kellogg's famous Raisin Bran. Get it today, as soon as you can, as soon as you can, as soon as you can. Kellogg!
On a sudden hunch, Wild Bill raced with Jingles to overtake the Schultz wagon and retrieve the coins Schultz had received from Hamp Lester. Just as Bill got the coins in his hand, a hidden rifleman opened fire on them.
Dropping them rocks, Bill.
That'll make him hard to catch, Jingles.
There goes a dust cloud, Bill. He's headed back for town. Least he's quit shooting.
I think we can save time by heading for town ourselves, partner.
How are we going to catch the varmint if we lose him now?
The man we want wouldn't come out to do his own dirty work, Jingles.
Now quit talking in circles, Bill. If you know who the counterfeiter is, let me in on it.
I figure the man we want is Hamp Lester.
Hamp Lester? At the general store? How do you figure that?
This coin banker Bud got in his letter from Two Forks matches up with the coins Mr. Schultz got from Hamp Lester.
Well, I'll be a pink-eared salamander.
Let's hit the trail and look for Hamp Lester, Jingles. We can get this bushwhacker later.
Hi, Buckshot, hi!
Jeff Joker, we got a crook to catch. Ha, ha, ha! Bill, there don't seem to be anybody around the barn.
Just keep your eyes open, Jingles. This is a good time to watch out for tricks. Who about you?
Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Hey, there's a horse up there on the other side of the house, partner. That means somebody's here.
Yeah, and whoever it is ain't likely to take the company. Bill, look at my wind wagon. After all the work I put in on it.
Worry about that later, partner.
Oh.
First, let's look under the haystack for that coin press.
Bill, it's gone.
Then Hap knows we're after him. Look for signs of dragging that machine. It's too heavy to go far.
Well, where do you reckon they'd take it?
I don't know, but... Here, Jingles. There's a block and tackle hanging up there on that rafter.
Oh, now, Bill, there's one in every barn.
And it's right over this spot.
Bill, whatever you're kicking sounds awful hollow.
It should be, Jingles. It's a trap door.
Oh.
That's the secret of where they took that coin press.
Here, now, I'll raise up the door and we can... Hey, Bill, there's a lantern burning under here. Well, what do you reckon?
Jingles, drop that door. Huh? That's a keg of blasting powder.
What, Bill?
Drop the door, run!
Doggone, I've had enough. I quit.
Quiet, Jingles.
Well, what is it, Bill?
Quiet and play dead.
Somebody's coming, huh?
Yeah. Be ready to grab him.
You see what I told you, Deacon? If you missed him with that rifle, I let them kill themselves with that keg of blasting powder.
Yeah, that was a good trick, Hamp.
Not quite good enough, you coyote!
Deacon, blast him!
Hamp, they ain't dead!
Not quite, Deacon. Just live enough to break up your counterfeiting.
I told you you couldn't put nothing over on Wild Bill Hickok once you got on our trail, Hamp.
Shut up, you fool.
It was a good plan, Hap, making the coins and feeding them to people passing through town.
Yeah, a general store was a good place to do it.
You even thought of putting a blanket on your counter so they couldn't hear the dull thuds the coins made.
So that's how you got wise.
That was part of it. But Jingles here started us on your trail.
I did? Oh, sure. How'd I do that, Bill? I don't remember.
If you hadn't built your fabulous wind wagon, we wouldn't have crashed into this barn and found the coin press.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, I meant to look and see if that press was down here.
You see it?
Yeah, Bill, it's down there all right.
Now, Deacon, run for the horse.
No, you don't.
Grab him, Bill.
That's your last bid for freedom for a long time, gents. Now let's get moving for town.
Yeah, I gotta go rest up for my next invention.
Aren't you going to come back and fix up your wind wagon, Jingles?
No, sirree. After all the trouble that doggone horseless contraption got us into, I'm not having any more to do with it. Oh, now, Joker, you quit giving me the horse laugh. I wasn't going to put you out to pasture. Oh, come on, Joker. Let's go get a great big bag of oats and talk this thing over, man to horse.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's all for today, folks, but Andy and I'll be back on Friday with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
You bet we will, Guy, and this one's a humdinger. Wild Bill and Jingles shoot the treacherous rapids on the River of Death. Be with us, will you?
So long, kids.
See you Friday. Choo-choo-choo. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Benny Rubin, Joe Duvall, Tom Holland, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.